Hashem.
Gorev, Mamash.
Amen.
Sorry, Rabbi Lan, did you press it or should I press it?
You can press it. I've seen the Chumash actually. Just press the red button.
Start with the Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, 29th of Adar Sheni, 1st of April, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt Schlita, 7 and 8, and Smichas Gula Ligula. This week's Torah was sponsored by family Stern and Dunna on the second yahrzeit of the late father and grandfather of Willie Stern. The Nishmas Rav Zeib ben Rav Chaim HaKoyen, Zichron Lebrocha's yahrzeit was last Monday.
Rabbi, it's the last day of the year. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Av Rosh Hashanah Hain, but two main primary Rosh Hashanahs is, of course, Tishri and Nisan. Achodesh Zelachem, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so it's the last day of the year. I mean, it should take a mashmaya according to the year being starting from Nisan. In which case, I want to speak about the parasha, number one, Parasha Tazria. I want to speak about Parasha Tazria, and I also want to speak about the fact that we are right here at the juncture of the end of the year, the last day of the year, and there's a very important connection between the end of the year and the beginning of the next year. And it's not my connection, it's the connection that the Gemara brings. The Gemara says, in Adar, which is the real Adar, we're in open discussion, this year we've had two Adars, which one is the one that we go with? So, the debate still rages, which one is the real Adar, but in terms of Purim, we know that we keep Purim in the second month. Why? Because Smichas Geula LeGeula. We need to have the Geula of Purim next to the Geula of Pesach. And the question is, why? They're both Geula. Okay, so they're both Geula. So, and they're both beginning with the pay. Purim is pay, and Pesach is maybe like, but what's the pshat? What does it mean? So what? They're both Geula. Why does that mean we have to have Purim next to Pesach? Okay, now also we're in the Shivi Yimei HaMiluim, you're aware of. Shivi Yimei HaMiluim. These are the 7 days of Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Mishkan, and by last week's parasha, by Hibayom HaShmini, it was on the 8th day. What was the 8th day? The 8th day after Moshe Rabbeinu had set up the Mishkan for 7 days, was doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, I should say. And now on the 8th day, he steps up. What was the 8th day? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're on the 7th day of right now, and today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We're on the 7th day. Of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yimei HaMiluim. So it's Mamash all coming together. We're going to have to speak about number 7 and 8 and Smichas Geula LeGeula. So, in order to do this, let's first have a look at the parasha. By Dabar Shem Moshe Leimor, the Pasuk says, Dabar Bnei Yisrael Leimor Isha Kisa Zriya B'Yoldeh Zocha. So, if a woman gives birth and has a male, V'tomo Shivas Yomem, she'll be Tomei for how many days? 7 days. Oh, it's already coming together. 7 again. Kimei nidas tevris otitma. She'll be tomei. Oh, bayoy mashmini. And on the 8th day, yimol besar elosei. He'll do bris mila. Now we all know this posik. Yoy mashmini, yimol besar elosei. But to tell you the truth, this posik is, this parasha is not talking about bris mila. It's not. It's talking about the tumah of a woman when she's gives birth. Or shloshim yoyim, shloshim yomim. The posik continues to talk about how she becomes tahor after giving birth. It's about a woman giving birth. In tomei. Coming to slipped in there, Mamash, just a couple of words, Pasuk Gimel, oh, by the way, eighth day, Bismillah. Okay, 8th day, Bismillah. Rashi tells us, Omarib Simulai, the first Rashi in the Parasha. Omarib Simulai, Kashem Shitiros Shal Adam, just like the creation of a person, is Acha Kol Behema, is after all the animals, Chaya V'Oif. But Maisa Barishas, man comes at the end, last in the creation. Kach Torosoi Nisbarsha Acha Toros Behema Chai Ha'if. So the Torah of man comes after all the animals. Meaning, last week's parasha we spoke about what's kosher, what's not kosher. We're speaking about animals up to now. Done with the animals, and now we're talking about Adam. Adam, right? Mamish like my separations. Spoke about the animals, and now we're talking about Adam. And so in Vayikra, we've had Shmini, we've had the animals, and now we're talking about Adam. So the Torosoi is going to be explained to Adam. Now I have one simple question. What does that mean? Toirosoi shel Adam is now in this parasha. Isn't this whole book speaking about Toirosoi shel Adam? Before, after, it's all Torah speaking to mankind. It's Torah to Adam. All of a sudden now this is Torah of Adam. Excuse me, like the parasha before wasn't to Adam. Everything's to Adam. What's Toirosoi shel Adam? Huh? Toirosoi shel Adam, meaning But we've been speaking about halachas before. We've had plenty of halachas. We're halfway through the Torah here. The Torah Shel Adam is now is Parsha. What's the Torah Shel Adam? We're speaking about the Parsha of what? Tumas. A tumah of a woman becoming tahor. And Saras. That's the tumah Shel Adam. All of a sudden, that's Torah Shel Adam. The Torah has already been discussing man. There must be something obviously very fundamental in the Parsha of a lady giving birth and becoming tahor, which shed light on Torah social Adam, a person's Torah, that is something more than just another mitzvah, but actually something to do with life itself, which, not surprising, because we're talking about man being born, right? Isha kisa zriya v'yolda zachar, we're talking about a person being born. So let me read to you the words of the Kliyaka, and hopefully I'll be able to explain it and elaborate. Kliyaka says, he's bothered. Also, what's the brismila? All of a sudden, we're talking about Thomas Leda. Brismila gets thrown in. Oyma ani, says the Kliyaka. I say, shkolzen nechshav, sorry, kolzen nimshach derech teva min chet hakodim. This is all, this psukim, are describing the original sin of man. Kemoi shenema v'tera min kodameo, perhaps I should say, of woman, right? She was the one that sinned. Ki achet hakodim shel chava, the original sin of chava, hu mekor niftach ledomim tameim. This is the reason why a woman now has tumas nida. She has the pains of birth, as the psukim say, after the chait, right? That she's going to have pains in birth and nida as a result. Therefore, we're saying v'tiarom kol damer. Ki kol roshim tichim tahara al chait rishon. Every woman needs tahara from chait odom rishon. Sheni meni nispashta atuma vazuma. That's where all this tuma came from. Ba'olam. Isn't it this? And it causes all children that are born in the world, they're born with Tumas Shiva. Tumas Shiva. A Tumah for 7 days. Ki'ilu loichat ha'adam. Had man not sinned, Adam and Chava. Sorry, ki'ilu loichat. If she wouldn't have sinned, ha'adam ha'ayu k'malach ha'lekim. Man would be like a malach. L'malam in ma'reches shivas koch ve'leches. It's a classic expression of the Kliyaka. Man would be above the seven dimensions of this world if there wouldn't have been a sin. But now that there's a sin, it's been removed from him, the spiritual. And now a person is subject to the seven elements of the natural world. And therefore we are under the jurisdiction, as it were, of what we want to call it, quote unquote, nature. Nature, the seven elements. So the Kliyaka is saying, you want to know why a woman is Tommy for Shiva Siyomim, is to indicate that now that there was Chet Adam Arishon, Chet originally coming from Chava, so a person should have been a Malach, way above all of this world. But now he comes crashing down and he's subject to the holds of the seven elements of the physical world, and that's why the pasuk is telling us Shiva Siyomim Kimeni Das Tavosa, and this is where a person is. And now, what continues the Kliyaka? Oh, that you should know, he says, therefore, that's why it goes on to tell me, Ubayom Hashmini Yimal Besar Olosei. It's not doom and gloom. It's not doom and gloom. It's not all over. Yes, it's true, we're born into a world where we are subject to the seven elements of the physical world, and we're under that world, but we have the ability to rise above it. Man is able to rise above this, and yes, it's a curse of Adam Rishon and Chava, that's where we are, but we can rise above it. We understand, based on this Kliyaka, the Chayra, what Rashi means by, just like the creation of man is discussed at the end of the Briya Sa'ilam, so too Torosai is explained after the Torah of the Chayv Ha'Oif. And we ask the question, what do you mean? Torosai is only explained now? The whole Torah is Torah to Adam. What's Torosai? I believe the Pshat is, like the Kliyaka is telling us, Torosai means, this is your mission statement. Torosai, you're in a world of Tumah, but you're not subject to that. If you are able to pick yourself up, you can become a people of the Vayom Hashmini, Yimol Basar Elosai. It's telling you Torosai. And in fact, the portion and the whole parasha of becoming Tohar from Tumah, that's Torosainu. Torosainu means, this is our mission. that we have the ability to rise above Tumah and become Tahara, Dikur people. And that's the Yom HaShmini Yimel B'Sarah Nosei. And that's, of course, the Hemshech of the Parasha of how to become Tahara from Tumas Tzara'as. Okay. Therefore, that already gives us an opening, this famous classic idea of 7 and 8. Because we're seeing here, you're not subject by the 7, you can become 8. You can be the man on the Torah. Now, that is very much linked in to where we said where we are. 7 days of the Miluim. Shevim and the Kliyoga.
No, what are the 7 elements?
It's called them Shevim Koichbei Leches. It's a classic expression. It means the 7 stars of the zodiac. It means an expression of you are under what's called Koiches Ateva, if you want to call it that. It's called Sheva Koichbei Leches stars. That's how it's called in Chazal. Now, based on this, we can say as follows. We are in the Shivi Yimei Miluim. That means, Moshe, the days, the last days of the year. And it's not for nothing, these are the last days of the year. We'll explain in a minute. The 7 days that led to Aaron HaKohen stepping up of Vayi B'Yom HaShemini, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And everything, of course, not the Mikra, not happened to be the 8th day, is also Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I'm going to say something which is very obvious, but you then need to explain it. Number 8 is 7 plus 1. That's the Yisoid HaDvarim. Number 8 is 7 plus 1. And that means you can't get to number 8 without going through 7. Moshe Rabbeinu has 7 days. He sets up the Mishkan. He is the one that inaugurates the Mishkan. But the on button is when he calls Aaron, Krav and Mizbeach, and now Aaron steps up on the 8th day. But it can only be an 8th day because Moshe Rabbeinu did the first 7. Moshe Rabbeinu, actually, interestingly enough, in this case, so he's, as it were, overcoming the 7 koichos of, if you want to call it like the Lashon here, of the Kliyoka of the natural world, and it's Vayi B'Yom HaShemini. Now, Aaron, it's time for you to step up. You're going to elevate everything to the level of Shemini, which we know, by the way, is the Tatkin of a Kohen. A Kohen is the one that takes the world of 7 and elevates it to number 8. It's the Maharal. The Maharal says, Kohen is Gematria 75. So what? 75 is trying to indicate to you that he is halfway, he is the go-between between the world of 7 and the world where he's supposed to take it to, the world of 8. The job of avoiding the Beis HaMikdash is to do the avoider there and to schlep the world up, to elevate it to the level of 8. Shmoina we know is Lamala Manateva, Bismila, and Shmoina is Lashon Oseis Neshama, the oil always floats to the top. It's Lamala Manateva. Now this is the job of a Kohen. He's 75, you can't write 7.5. There's no 7.5, we don't have a point in Lashon Kodesh. But 75 is this indication, says the Maharal, of taking the world of 7 and elevating it to the world of 8. That's the job of a Kohen. And therefore, Vayi B'Yom HaShemini was on the 8th day, the Aaron HaKohen steps up, and this is your job, to take the world of 7 and move it now up a notch into the world of 8. So and that's what... the Maharal says that 75 is the way you express the difference between halfway between 70 and 80. That's the way you express 7 going up to 8. Since we don't have 0.5s, that's the way it says Maharal. And he said that's why the Gematria of a Kohen obviously is Kohen is 75. That's what I'm saying. Kohen is 75. That's why the number came up. That's his job. So Aaron Kohen steps up. So we see that the 7 leads to 8. Good. And that's what we've seen from this week's parasha of Tazria. 7 is the physical world, and then we take it above that to the next level, which is level called 8. Now we get to the happens to also be these are the days of the Miluim. In other words, these are the days right now. When punt were these days? They're the last 7 days of the year, according to Chodesh Nisan being the beginning of the year. The last 7 days, and the Yom HaShemini is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan. It's not for nothing. Why? Why is the 7 the last day of the year? Because if we put it together, you'll see it's Dvorim Pshutim. It comes out of the and this is how it works. You see, we ask the question, Smichas Gula Ga'ula, what's the big deal? Why does Purim have to be next to Pesach? Why does it have to be next to Pesach? Purim, and the reason is because Purim leads to Pesach. And let me explain. Smichas Gula Ga'ula means Purim leads to Pesach. Like this. The year begins, Nisan. Chodesh Elochem. The Yetzias Mitzrayim, unbelievable miracles. Hashem takes us out, even though we don't deserve it, on the Mentes Shari Tumah, or on the lowest level. On the lowest level. We're mamish, not good. In a bad way. seriously bad way. And that's why, by the way, that's the mistake of the Rosha. We say, what a fool, the Rosha says, Baba Yitzias Lachem. He's making fun of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He's making fun of the Avodah. We say, such a fool, you don't realize. You had the most to gain from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because you didn't need to be a tzaddik to come out of Mitzrayim. You didn't need to be a tzaddik. He just needed to be somebody who signed on the dotted line. I hereby sign, I'm with the Jewish people, I'm with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's it. I got bad track record. Not looking at track records, we're not looking at the past. We're just saying, yeah, it could be Halolo Vedabadazor, Halolo Vedabadazor in the past. Mm-hmm. And it could be Mentor Shari Tumor, you're on the lowest level. No, Mishonair, we'll take you out anyway. The Rosh, what a fool. Elo Yashomra, in a girl, because all you needed to do is to say, I'm in it. That's his mistake. Okay. Fine, it's all down for us. In other words, we hardly have to do anything for Yitzias Mitzrayim. A little bit of Korban Pesach, Shtichel Bris Milah, okay, fine. Yeah, but that's it. It gets all down for us. That's the beginning of the year. Nisan is the Nisim. Everything's done. It's a Rusa de la'ila, awakening from above. By the end of the year, when we get to Purim, we obviously are the furthest place away in this year, 13 months away from last Nisan. 13 months away. That means to say, we're so far removed from the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're left back down here, in earth. Oh, but the Nes of Purim, as we know, is that even in B'toich HaTeva, even in when all the lights are turned off, when you don't see the Yad Hashem in an extraordinary way, oh, but look carefully, you'll see the Yad Hashem. And that's what we chapped in Purim, of course. We understood that the Yad Hashem was there, we read the script, and we got it, and Kimu v'kiblu, we covered the Torah once again, we re-accepted the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we saw him B'toich HaTeva. And that's, of course, the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, that we took the amazing Nisim, you're supposed to take that and bring it into the Nisim, the story of the hidden miracles, which is what we did in Purim. Wonderful. Here's the extra point. What's Smichas Gula Gula? It means like this. When a person battles and fights and understands and sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does Avodas Hashem, it's not simply, okay, well done, you had a breakthrough. When you break through on a level, you work on your midas, you're learning Torah, you're investing in tefillah, you're doing mitzvahs b'dikduk. So when you put a lot of effort and you're overcoming challenges, what happens is you're then zoicha to see after the shmaya of a download which is way more than actually the effort that perhaps you even put in. Meaning, we're familiar with the idea that Kosh Baruch gives us the gift of Nisan, wonderful. And then we have to work during Adar, also good. But here the chiddush is, if you work during Adar, then you'll be zoicha to a new download of Nisan, which will be me'al me'eiver. You work very hard, and that's called Smichas Ge'ula Ge'ula. That Purim, the Ge'ula of Purim, ultimately leads to the next level of Ge'ula from Mitzrayim. It's true that it began with that for free, but if you make that effort and you break through, then you then zoicha to something which is even higher. Siyata Dishmar. It reminds me of when I took a group of boys, not so long ago, about 5 years ago, a group of boys to the Sons of Rebbe, Shlita, and we went in and spoke to the boys, about 20 of us, 20 boys there, and he spoke and he said, I want to tell you boys, I want you to understand that in this generation it's much harder to be a genuine Oyved Hashem. There's so many misyonos, it's so difficult, so many challenges. But, he said, I've seen that if you are able to overcome those challenges and you're able to invest, the people that do it in this generation will be your zoicha to siyata d'shmaya that's way above. That's way above. Because it's harder, because it's more difficult, and you succeed, you'll be zoicha to siyata d'shmaya that's way above. That's what he said.
What language did you speak?
Huh? I spoke in Hebrew, I translated, yeah. This is the idea. The point being that. I don't remember. Okay, I can't remember. He does also speak English, but I don't remember when he spoke the boy's English. Okay, Akash on the mindset. So the point is this: that Purim leads to Pesach. That if you see the Yad Hashem through the darkness, then what you're zoicha to is not just to get out of the darkness, but zoicha to an unbelievable Siyata D'Shmaya that comes way above a person. That's again Nisan. And that's really what we're saying here. How is this indicated? That seven, it means seven leads to eight. Eight is L'mana Min HaTeva. If you break through the seven, this world is a world of seven. Adar is a month of seven. What I mean by that is, Sivan is the natural world. Adar is the month of the natural world. But if you break through and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the seven, in the natural world, you'll be zeichet to what? To a new level of download called the eighth. And therefore the last 7 days of the year, it's not for nothing, the last 7 days, mamash the last, which is the furthest away from that Nisan, so to speak, the darkest, as it were, from that incredible light at the beginning of the year. But if you live those days of the Shivi Me'am Eluim, that's when it took place. And then what you zeichet to? You zeichet to Rosh Chodesh, which is L'mayla Min HaTeva, it's the Yom HaShmini. The new year, the new download, basically effort of the previous year. It's a constant cycle of a person trying to steig, going up levels higher and higher in Avodas Hashem. And therefore, every year is another opportunity where we come to Adar, we put our effort in, and we mekabel Omach HaShemayim, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Teva, and through that we zeichet to the unbelievable Siyata Deshmaya and a new download. Memeida, we've seen that actually all this inyan is the same inyan. Tazria is, we're born into a world of seven, where unfortunately we're in a world where there's a lot of tumah around us. But don't worry, says the Kliyoka, the Pasuk's telling us, Mahibi Yamashmini, a person's able to rise above, and you can become Tahor, and you can be Zoicha to the Shmini. It's the 7 days now, which are the last 7 days of the year, that leads to the Yom HaShmini, which is the eighth day, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the Siyata Deshmaya of the next level. And we've also seen that this idea of Smichas Geula LeGeula, this is the message of Purim to Pesach. It's not just simply the Purim's end of the year. There is a connection, Geula LeGeula. And that's, I believe this is the Pshat in Geula LeGeula, that we realize that Purim Taka leads to Pesach. If we live Purim correctly, which is the message of Purim, then we get a new high level, much higher level of Pesach than we otherwise would have been Zoicha to. And this is something which is very important because people don't realize the Siyata Deshmaya that you get. You know, we're all familiar now. Everyone has been speaking about Reb Chaim Ganievsky, and how the Olam is realizing it's Me'ala Me'eva, Me'ala Teva. Is zoicha to something that was above this world. You know, I've often said the example. It's important to remember. You know that L'moshul Ma'adav Adomer. Perhaps it's not even good to give a moshul, but Moshul Ma'adav Adomer. There are certain people that are very wealthy. Now, when I say wealthy, I mean there are certain people that own more money than an entire country. There are people out there that have more money. I mean, it depends which country you're thinking, yeah? but there are people out there that have so much money in the billions. And you think to yourself, even to think about those figures, the human mind can't even grasp what those figures are. And yet these people have more money than that. So it's not simply that you say, okay, you know, well, you know, he obviously worked very hard. He stacked lots of shelves, many nights. Yeah. He can do many nights. He's going to get nowhere near anything of the figures that he's got. And these figures, we can't even contemplate the number. I didn't have to grasp the numbers. And this person's got money like that. What happened? He gets a Siyata Deshmaya. It is a Siyata Deshmaya, by the way. Rebbe was Mechabed Ashirim because it's a gift. And that's why the word Eser, Ein, some Sin, Resh, is same as Oisher, because it's the idea of 10 is when you get to 9, 9 is one thing, but 10 is a minion. So whether you've got, it's a whole new level. It's not just 10 individuals, it's a minion. And then once you've got 10, there's no difference really till 10 and 10,000. But there's a tremendous Siyata Deshmaya that person gets by being an Oisha. You'll ask me, Akasha, why do some people get that Siyata Deshmaya if they're not on the level? Okay, that's a whole separate thing. Now, but it's a gift. So just like you see someone can have so much, it's made out of me anything else, so too in Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, you can have a person, you can have a Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who's, it's not just, he knows a bit more. It's categorically different, off the charts. Like, Ma'al Me'eva. How does a person get that? It's true that unbelievable Siyata, it's true that unbelievable has smodo and application. But that's the work in the world of seven. But what are you Zoicha to? You're Zoicha to the eight. The eight is the Siyata Deshmaya of the download, is unbelievable Siyata Deshmaya, which a person gets when they put in the effort. If you do a Purim, you get a Pesach. If you live a life of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you become the Shechina. You become a place, a kli for the Shechina itself. And that's because he lived in the world he battled and applied himself in the world of seven and elevated himself to Shmini, Lamana Min HaTeva. And that is the goddess of a person. That's Teirosoi. Teirosoi, just like the Torah is now, in Maaseh Bereishis, man comes at the end of the Brio, so to Teirosoi Nisparashis. After everything else. What's Teirosoi? Teirosoi is, that's who you're meant, a person can become. You can become a Shmini Dikayid. You're not limited by this world of Tumah and hate of the world that we brought into, but rather you can elevate yourself up to that level of Shemini. This is the unbelievable level that we've taken from the Gedolei Yisrael. And really, the more I hear about just different things, never mind the stories, just Rabbeinu, go to the back of the shelf there, and they have there a Derech Emunah. Derech Emunah was one of the Sfarim that the Reb Chaim wrote. Yeah, just take it off the shelf. Have a look. Open it up. Look at the top there, right at the top, in front of you. Derech Emunah. Unbelievable. Perush of the Rambam at the top, with like a Mishnah Berurah and a Bir Halacha. 6 volumes. And I don't just mean like a couple of lines, right? Unbelievable amount of breadth and depth, just like incredible. And the amount of Sfarim, we have no idea. You have no idea how many Sfarim he wrote. Unbelievable amount of Sfarim. Each Sefer is like referencing Kol HaTorah Kulo. Literally, you're talking about something that it's mind-boggling. It's not humanly possible. Correct. It's not humanly possible. It's Siyata Dishmaya Dika possible. That's what happened. Somebody who put in the human effort and was zoicha to something me'alame eva. That's the Yomah Shmini Yom HaBasar. Also, we should be zoicha to have those levels, and we should be zoicha to be able to realize that it's ke'un le'ge'ula. So now, here we are, finishing the year. It's the end of the 7. Oh, but Be'ez Hashem, we should bring in the 8. Tomorrow should be the 8. Yivayivya Yom HaShmini, which is tomorrow. And Achayjiz Elochem, Hischachus, the whole new year, the whole new Hischachus, and a whole new level. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoicha. It's a tremendous download of Yivayivya Yom HaShmini. And Be'ez Hashem, we should see only good things. And ultimately, the ge'ula, which is going to come in Nissan, B'Nissan Nigoyal, or B'Nissan Asin Nigoyal in the future as well. Amen, Kini Rotsin.
Amen.
Okay, sure. Much better. Yeah, well, sure.
I'll.